Yeah, why don't we start with what's coming up this weekend? I understand there's another protest, this time organized by Bemidji State University students.
Yes, I've been told that the BSU Black Student Union is planning to hold a demonstration on Saturday. I know their president, Zoe Christensen, has spoken with Chief Nastin about their event, and I expect it to be safe and respectful.
All right, and do you care to elaborate a little bit on the events that happened last weekend, especially the curfew that was enacted?
I'm going to say one more thing about this upcoming weekend, and that was, concerning the demonstration that's happening or planned on Saturday. I can only be there in spirit because I have to go to a funeral. I was hoping to attend and support their cause, but I have to be at a funeral on Saturday, so I won't be able to attend. I was glad that I could attend last weekend, and that was a nicely run event, and I expect this weekend to be as well.
There has been some conflicting statements between you and what the sheriff had to say, and I was just hoping for some clarification and maybe some reconciliation on that.
Well, let me begin by saying I want to say thank you to our local law enforcement. I appreciate the law enforcement team, and I'm impressed by their work, to keep our community safe. And thank the organizers of the event last week. I think they had well planned, and the marshals who managed the event at Palm Babe did a really good job. So, many in our community are dealing with grief, and all of us are dealing with these changes to our normal lives because of COVID. And I think this causes us some stress. And sometimes under stress, we can make assumptions or jump to conclusions about the actions or comments of others, and sometimes they can be inaccurate. So I've tried to be clear in my communications, but, I'm human and always working to improve. And some people were disappointed with my statement on Sunday, depending on their point of view. I have to respect that law enforcement provided information of what they did, and I respect that.
Well, thank you very much. I understand this is an extremely polarizing situation we are all finding ourselves in. And I don't know if you saw Chief Mastin's release on his statement that he issued not too long ago. And it talked about how he was working towards a citizens advisory board. Now, I'm wondering, would that be managed by the police department, or would it be another city council committee sort of a thing?
This is an idea that's really been brought up many times, especially in the last couple of years. In the last campaign, there was one candidate that brought that up. I know that a couple of candidates this go around have brought that up, and Emily Rivera has been the champion on city council for that. And this is envisioned to be a citizen advisory committee that would be a committee of the city, I believe. But there you go. We haven't made any arrangements for it yet or made any plan for it. And I think it's really important that community council and Chief Mastin, I'm really excited that he's interested in this and wants to do that. But as far as questions about what happened last weekend, I would refer you to law enforcement to respond. And I think they've been doing a good job of that this week. As you mentioned, Chief Mastin put out a press release today, and he was on a chamber call today and actually on a call last night with a cross-cultural group. And then the county sheriff did a good job of talking with folks after the county board on Tuesday. So, I just hope that people will take a breath and recognize that everyone's trying to do their best. I know some people are concerned about comments that I made, and I've read in the paper, that there's an expectation that I should in some way apologize or something, which is I'm surprised because I didn't really make any comments about any particular individuals or persons or businesses. So I'm sorry if they feel that way and somehow that they thought I was referring to them in my statement, but that was certainly not my intention. So I just hope that everyone will, give some space, give people a chance to understand what's going on, and And also, you know, just be kind to one another.
All right, Mayor Albright, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you, Larissa. Always good.
All right. Bye-bye.